Welcome to episode 3 of the Disney Life Podcast. Thank you for tuning in to episode 3 of the Disney Life Podcast. I'm your host, Emre. In this episode, we will cover our first attraction, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. This unique roller coaster is located in Fantasyland at the Magic Kingdom in Orlando, Florida. It is based on the 1973 Disney classic, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. This ride was added as part of the new Fantasyland expansion. It is the spiritual successor to Snow White's Scary Adventure, and actually reuses some of those audio animatronics. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train officially opened on May 28, 2014. This ride was one of the first to implement an interactive queue, allowing guests to be entertained while they wait in line. The first game that guests can play while they wait in line is a sorting game, where guests must match up gems of the same color in order to earn points. There is also an activity where guests must spin barrels filled with gems in order to create reflections of various characters from Snow White on the ceiling. Lastly, there is a gem washing station. This station features various taps carved in the shape of animals. When a guest places their hand under one of these 12 taps, a musical note is played. After this point, the Fastpass queue and the Standby queue merge in preparation for boarding. Guests then embark onto the train. There are 5 trains. Each train has 5 cars. Each car can accommodate a maximum of 4 people, grouped 2x2, seated one behind the other. This mine car ride system is unique. Currently, it is the only roller coaster that not only moves forward and backwards, but that is also capable of swinging side to side. This ride features state-of-the-art audio animatronics of the Seven Dwarfs. These animatronics have digital faces that can be reprogrammed with various expressions and can speak, sing, in ways that remain true to their original animation from the movie. Doc's audio animatronic is the most complex of the Seven Dwarfs due to his high range of motion. The animatronics that appear in the end scene are recycled from Snow White's Scary Adventure and have been given a second life where they recreate a scene in the cottage from the movie. While they dance and sing, the evil queen peeks in a nearby window, clutching a basket full of apples. This ride was also one of the first to feature on-ride video. With the help of 2 high-speed cameras, guests are recorded on the thrilling drops and turns. Afterwards, the video is automatically edited and linked to the guests' Magic Bands, where it is ready for viewing and purchase on the My Disney Experience app. The ride lasts approximately 2 minutes and 50 seconds. It is a family-friendly thrill ride with some small drops. Although parents should be advised that guests must be at least 38 inches or 97 centimeters tall in order to ride. Rider swap is available if your child does not meet the listed height requirements. On November 1st, 2014, an incident occurred at Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. During the Wishes fireworks show, falling embers landed on the fake grass exterior. A few moments later, a fire began near the bridge the roller coaster travels on. This caused the ride and its perimeter to be evacuated. The fire was initially reported around 10:20 p.m. The Reedy Creek Fire Department promptly responded, and according to multiple eyewitness reports, the fire was out by 11 p.m. Disney officially stated that no guests were injured in this incident. The ride and the surrounding area reopened at around 12:30 a.m. that same night. This concludes episode 3 of the Disney Life Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider rating and subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or on our website, thedisney.life. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas for future episodes, you may send them to us by email to podcast@thedisney.life. We read every email. To find more articles or show notes for this episode containing images of items described in this episode, visit us on the web at thedisney.life. Thanks for listening.